Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up, Chris, you've got more to say on just what exactly they are talking about doing to the cryptocurrency world, targeting even not only programmers, but also the users of cryptocurrency or exchanges or online platforms or something, if they can claim that somehow some Russian person got around a sanction because of it. And so we'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Bradley on the line calling us from Michigan. And Bradley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So, yeah, Bitcoin is our single, well, not just Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency in general is our single best shot at achieving a truly free society. But on top of that, you know, it's benefited my life a lot. I've, you know, and it's actually because of you guys. Years ago, you guys started talking about Bitcoin, and, you know, I was interested, so I invested in it and made quite a bit of money.
Wow, nice. It's always nice to hear that that's the case. Although I will quibble with your claim that it's the best chance for a free society. It is a tool that free people can use to, as you say, you know, you've increased your wealth dramatically, and obviously if freedom-loving people have more wealth, then that's going to help us move things forward. But we still have to do more than just buy Bitcoin, right? Like, Bitcoin's just a thing that you can use to advance freedom. But if you don't have a movement of freedom lovers, then just being alone in a completely, yeah, you know, Nazified state with all your Bitcoin isn't going to do jack diddly.
Yeah, there's potentially other solutions that also can further freedom, even if crypto didn't exist. So I think the number one thing is moving to New Hampshire for freedom is
the concentrating activism one geographic area. Of course, New Hampshire is the best bet. And we've got so many crypto users here. We've got the concentration of libertarian activists and crypto fanatics. And so all of that creates a nice synergy that is just, you can't duplicate it.
Yeah, if you actually want to spend and use crypto, there's no better place to live.
Is this the Bradley that I met at Porkfest?
Yes, it is.
Hey, groovy. Good to talk to you, bro.
But what was what did you want to share about it, Bradley? Go ahead.
Well, so I started working for Students for Liberty, and they actually offer their employees the chance to get paid in Bitcoin.
Oh, wow. Nice. But,
yeah, the CEO, Wolf, Dr. Wolf von Lehr, he's very passionate about Bitcoin, and he's actually going to be speaking on it at our first all-Canadian regional conference tomorrow, actually. So I just wanted to, you know, promote the event a little bit. He will be talking at 5 p.m. Eastern time. I don't have a very good link to go to.
Are you allowed to have events in Canada right now? You said this is all Canadian?
Well, yeah, they have. I don't know all the details, but they have numerous local events, but it's all connected over Zoom.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you could even meet somebody in person in Canada legally these days, like a conference or something. Although I guess they did roll back some of their restrictions during the trucker protest.
It probably depends on the region, too. But
gotcha.
If you guys just go to studentsforliberty.org, and then they have a tab, I believe it's the programs tab, it takes you to you know, all the conferences it offers, and, you know, the Canadian one. Sign up for that, and, you know, if anybody's interested in learning about Bitcoin, that would be a good way to start.
Very cool. And, of course, the best thing for Canadian crypto and freedom lovers to do is, of course, migrate to New Hampshire and find somebody to marry.
Yeah, right.
You know, so they can stay here.
I'm actually surprised at how many people from outside the U.S. have moved to New Hampshire.
It's successful, too.
For the Freedom Free State Project.
What did you just say there, Bradley?
Oh, I said I'll be coming to New Hampshire soon.
Nice. Groovy. Can't wait to have you. So you were at Porkfest this year. Was it a good time or last year?
No, it was actually a few years ago. It was, 2016?
Oh, wow. Right on.
That was a good year, too.
Excellent.
2015, maybe, but...
Well, congratulations in advance on your move, and hopefully a lot of the students for Liberty will catch on to this. I don't know how widespread New Hampshire is amongst the Liberty circles and students for Liberty, but of course students are perfectly stationed to make the move, because after you finish school, you're like, all right, what do I do with my life now? It's a good opportunity to pick up and move somewhere new, so it's a great opportunity to come to New Hampshire.
Isn't that how Bonnie got here?
She was with Young Americans for Liberty, which I guess isn't related directly, but it's really similar to... Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a student to be involved in Young Americans for Liberty. I presume that's the difference. Bradley, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it. Thank you guys for what you do, and keep doing it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks, appreciate it. Let's talk to Stephen. He's in Georgia, North Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Hey, guys. I wanted to clarify... mercenary work in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, unfortunately, I've done what is formally called private military contracting. Mm-hmm. And so there's a few things you have to understand about being a mercenary, if that's the word you want to use. First of all, if you're a mercenary, you're committing an international crime.
Really?
Yeah. So the Geneva Convention outlaws being a mercenary. Now, they define mercenary as somebody that's paid essentially through what we would call the DOD. So the way that you become a private military contractor is you work for a company that's subcontracted through the Department of State.
Like Blackwater.
Right, that's what was going to be my question. Are those companies not mercenaries? They're just contractors, and therefore they're not mercenaries?
Here's where contracting work gets weird. It has, as the title says, it's contract based. Mm-hmm. Right, so you sign up for 30 days, and when you sign up, you typically, if you're Blackwater, doesn't exist, well, Blackwater's not the name of it anymore, it's now Z or Academy or something,
right?
When you sign the document, you typically sign it in North Carolina, and when you sign it in North Carolina, you know exactly where you're going and you know exactly what the job is. And so, like, the last time I signed a document, I essentially said, I'm protecting a hospital. And anything done to this hospital, I can take, quote-unquote, appropriate action. I can sue people. And all of that is out of your document, mm-hmm. or in your contract. And those are typically very short, like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I don't know anybody off the rip that's ever gotten a year contract. I do know two people that got year contracts, but they had already, like, done 2 or 3 years worth of work.
So you're saying that's different than somebody who just says, all right, I'm a mercenary. I'll go wherever you want. You know, you can tell me what to do day by day because you've got a specific task. Okay. Interesting.
Exactly.
It's like security, private security.
So NATO, a NATO country, when you sign that document, you're only allowed to, quote-unquote, defend things. So there's a really famous contractor. His name is Ben Thomas, also known as Mookie, right? If you type Mookie and you're going to get all this stuff. He got kicked out of the SEAL teams, became a famous contractor. He actually has committed several war crimes because he would chase people down and shoot them. And under NATO guidelines, you can't do that. You can't chase them. You can't hunt them. You can't let them get to their house and then kill their entire family. Did you hear that, Mookie? You can't do that.
So I see what you're saying here, Stephen. So you're also saying that, therefore, anyone that's going over to Ukraine to work for their military is volunteering. They're not a mercenary, then.
Well, here's the weird thing that I'm seeing, because I did look at the document. I do know a few guys that are going. James Jaeger says he's going.
Hold that thought. If you got more you want to share on the topic, I'm happy to hear about it. The number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. Sounds like he's got some experience in this particular area in being in international conflict. So we'll get more from Stephen here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Plus, we'll get also more about what's going on with the latest targeting of the cryptocurrency industry in the United States, because we haven't really gotten into the media. meat, I don't think, of that story. That's all coming up here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Open phones if you you want to join the show, you can. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You're looking for an excuse to take a look closely at New Hampshire. You got to come on up. And now you can come up anytime. There's always something happening every single week. There are multiple freedom-oriented events happening across New Hampshire. Whether you want to go and visit Manchester, Keene, the Seacoast, or maybe even the North Country, there's a lot of stuff happening here in New Hampshire. You can go to the Free State Project's website. Of course, they've got a calendar there. There's also the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest coming up this summer. So one of the best times to attend is when there's already thousands of people who are also coming up. And when I say thousands, I'm not exaggerating. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival sold out last year, and their maximum number of tickets was 2,500. It's the largest liberty-oriented event, as far as I know, on the planet at this point. I believe with 2,500 attendees, they're actually outdoing Freedom Fest, which previously, I believe, held the record for largest, at least in the United States, the largest event. And Acapulco was probably close to that at one point, but I don't think they've got the attendance for that these days. But check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Details are over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. That one's happening the week before Forkfest, and Forkfest is June 27th through July 3rd. Now, Forkfest is different from the Porcupine Freedom Festival because Forkfest is decentralized, and that means that there is no one who is in charge at Forkfest. That means there's no centralized committee deciding what's going on, and that means that it's a little more laid back, and there's also not as many people that attend. So if you want a more laid back kind of after party in the woods, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, you want to come on up to Rogers Campground, and all you need, because there's no tickets for Forkfest, all you need to join the fun is to reserve your camping site, RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground from June 27th through July 3rd. Then there's also, by the way, ways to get in touch with ForkFest attendees. There's a Matrix chat. There's a Telegram chat. They're actually linked together. And there's some other social media aspects out there. I believe there's an email list, if I recall correctly. Chris, I think you handle that. Over at ForkFest.party is where you can find links to all of those things. It's an unofficial website because everything is unofficial because there's no one in charge over at Forkfest. Forkfest.party is where you can learn more. And again, it's June 27th through July 3rd. We will look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live expecting to broadcast from both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest. So we go back to Stephen in North Georgia.
No.
Stephen, you all right there?
I am. How are y'all?
All right, good. You were just telling us about mercenaries and why it is they're prohibited by international law. I had asked you about those people who are going over to Ukraine. Are they volunteers? And you had started to begun answering that question, I think, and we had to cut you off there.
Yeah. So the stuff in Ukraine is weird because I've reached out to some of my former colleagues to see what's going on, and apparently it's falling into two categories. One, there's a lot of work in the European theater in that area, not in Ukraine, Poland, other areas, where they're doing regular PMC work. They're signing contracts, they're going for very short periods of time, they're coming back. They're making very good money. So the heyday of PMC work was like 2004.
You private military contractor. That's PMC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I was still in middle school, elementary school, but in 2004, you could make $3,000 to $5,000 a day. When I got in, it was there were still guys pulling in $3,000 to $5,000. But, like, most of us were pulling in about $1,000 a day, which is still incredibly good money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for your own gear, so you've got to buy all that.
Yep. Typical contractor, right? Like your
contractor.
Right.
But then there's this really weird group of guys, and I don't understand why they would do it, but James Yeager recently announced that he's doing this. You can fill out a document to the Minister of Defense for Ukraine, and the way it looks to me is you're essentially enlisting which would explain a lot of what y'all are talking about, where you get over there and they take your stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is highly, highly, highly illegal to be a citizen of one country and work for the military of another country.
Really?
It violates all... Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just give you citizenship?
They could, and maybe that's what the tearing up of passports is. But I'm not sure how quickly they can do that. That's the deal with the French Foreign Legion, right? The French Foreign Legion supposedly, and they're a super secret organization, but supposedly you relinquish citizenship for a period of time.
Oh.
But I, once again, they're secretive. I've never looked at
it. That's interesting, yeah, because I've certainly heard of them, and in theory, the Foreign Legion takes people from all over the world, right?
Yeah. Well, they do, and I've met some of them, and I've asked them questions, and they were just like, yeah, we don't talk about that. Mm. I'm like, oh. That's weird.
So, but, okay, so I've learned a couple things here from this. It's very interesting that you're saying international law prohibits mercenaries, but it also prohibits people from joining foreign militaries as long as they have a citizenship in another country?
Yep. Like, wow. I could join the Canadian military, but when I join the Canadian military, you become a Canadian citizen. And in the Navy, when I was in boot camp in the Navy, There was a guy in my division who was a Mexican, and before he finished boot camp, he was an American citizen, and that was part of the deal with him, is that he got American citizenship through boot camp.
Okay. It's interesting you should say that, because I thought that there was you had to complete military service in order to get citizenship if you were...
That's what he said. You had to get through boot camp, and then you became an American, basically.
I thought
That's not the end of the service,
completing
boot camp is the beginning.
Right.
Oh, what didn't you say it was just boot camp, Stephen, or no?
No, yeah. In the process of boot camp, around week five, they would begin the process, and then about week seven, which is really close to the end, they would become citizens.
Mm-hmm. So even before they completed their military service?
Correct, because they couldn't deploy. What he's saying is if you're not an American citizen, then it's a violation of international law.
Right.
So they can have you at boot camp because you're not deployed in that case.
That just seems that sounds so weird, because I've heard of people who have had issues with citizenship post getting out of the military. They were promised citizenship, but they didn't get it. And
a lot of people get promised a lot of things when they join the military and don't get them. Do you know when these laws were passed? Because I know my uncle fought with the British Air Force during World War II. Or no, he was in the Canadian Air Force fighting in Britain before the United States entered World War II. And then when the United States entered, he got moved over to the U.S. military. So are these recent laws?
Was he a U.S. troop that was sort of exchanged?
No, I don't think he was in the military. I think he started out in the Canadian military because he really felt strongly about fighting Hitler. And then when the U.S. got into it, he joined the American military.
Huh. Well, we'll see if he knows the answer to the question here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. And, of course, the phones here are open. Maybe you want to weigh in maybe Stephen's wrong. It's certainly possible that he isn't.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 weeks into the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, Russian ground forces haven't advanced as much as they expected. Ukrainian parliament member Dmytro Girin appears on Fox News and explains why this may be.
They have really a lot of rockets, a lot of missiles, a lot of tanks, but their morale, their soldiers, it's a joke.
Russia is continuing to launch missile strikes, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will accomplish all of its plans. Delta Airline is raising ticket prices due to the price of oil. Delta saying the price of a seat on one of their planes will go up 5 to 10%. International flights will also soon include an additional fuel fee. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A move by a Chinese aircraft carrier has put folks in Taiwan on high alert.
China sailed an aircraft carrier through the Taiwan Strait, closely followed by a U.S. destroyer, just hours before the Chinese and U.S. presidents were due to talk on Friday. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Zhao Lijiang told reporters in Beijing, quote, "We should not associate this with the communication between the heads of state of China and the United States. You may think it is too sensitive. What is sensitive is you, not the Taiwan Strait," end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As gas prices remain high across the country, at least one state is seeing some relief. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan signed a measure that will suspend the state's gas tax for 30 days. It will save drivers 36 cents a gallon. The tax holiday takes effect immediately. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $4.27 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join the show here. Phones are open at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. And we do have archives that go back for years. You can just go and easily acquire those over at freetalklive.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast feeds. The RSS feeds are available for you over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just take whichever feed you want. There's a few different ones that are there. The full feed's got everything that we make available. There's the digest-only feed and the full shows-only feed over there at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just drop them in your favorite podcast client, and you will receive the latest episodes of Free Talk Live as they're happening. We're talking with Stephen in Georgia. He is explaining to us the legalities of being a mercenary, which apparently you just can't do, at least as far as joining some other fighting force, some other governmental fighting agency around the planet, because international law has made that illegal. And also, not only that, you can't even volunteer. So not as a mercenary, but just as a volunteer. He says you can't even volunteer for another military unless you're a citizen of that country. And some will give you citizenship in return for volunteering. But nobody, you'd ask Stephen the question of, When did this get put into place? Because you said it was it your grandfather, nobody?
My uncle.
Your uncle. So not too long ago, Korea, was it he fighting
No,
Korea?
Beginning of World War II.
World War II, okay. And so he was able to fight for the Canadian government at the time?
Yeah.
So when was this put into place, Stephen? You said you knew the answer.
Yeah, so give a little quick history real quick, because mercenary work has drastically changed. So World War II, there's this idea that Pearl Harbor got hit, and then we turned all of our factories into war machines. Not exactly true. Prior to us getting involved in World War II, we were producing a lot of planes, like lots and lots and lots and lots of planes, like way more planes than we'd ever need. And what was happening is we were giving guys, we were giving American trained pilots these planes. We were renting them out for pennies on the dollar. We were allowing them to go over there, and we were letting them fight on behalf of friendly nations. When you see an aircraft with the tiger mouth, like the tiger teeth, that's what that is. They're American-owned planes that are being rented out by Americans to go fight wars on behalf of our allies. And that is the exact reason that at the end of World War II, the Germans were like, this has to come to an end. Like, they were devastating, because essentially what was happening is you had a, my favorite word, decentralized military that was getting a lot of leeway, and they were attacking the junk out of stuff. The Red Wings, that movie about the black guys that became pilots, what a lot of people don't know is they didn't become officers until well into the war. They were essentially contractors. They were back then called mercenaries, but at the end of World War II, they said, hey, this stuff has to stop. Well, Vietnam, Korea rolls around, and there's a need for, like, there's a need for experience, essentially. So they create this branch in the military, beings in each branch of the military that allow them to have some leeway, but that doesn't work. So Vietnam's around, and the CIA kind of holds the keys to the kingdom when it comes to PMC work, which was very, very lucrative back then. Desert Storms rolls around. It was too short to get a lot of PMC work involved. 2000 hits, 2001 hits, the towers fall, and then all of a sudden, we need everybody on the ground doing everything. And here's where things get really tricky. You're involved in what's called the Global War on Terror, which didn't end a couple months back when we left Afghanistan. Did not end.
Of course.
But it takes a lot of paperwork and a lot of formalization to get guys into war zones. And it takes a lot of paperwork to get U.S. military troops into war zones. So the way they do this is the Secretary of State says, hey, which one of you multi-billion-dollar companies wants to employ guys to carry guns in this area on behalf of the State Department? And that's how they get through that loophole, is it's the State Department. They don't call them mercenaries. They call them private military contractors.
Okay, I missed the answer to the question, if you answered it. Nobody had asked you when.
Well, they said that at the end of World War II, the Germans apparently were very upset because these guys, these Americans who were fighting with the British and the Canadians.
Well, why would anyone would have cared what the loser of World War II wanted in that case?
Yeah, I wondered that too. Why would they? Why would
they have no sway? Are you saying that's?
It was.
Go ahead.
It was the Germans were very vocal about it, but also the Russians were vocal about it. The Chinese were vocal about it. The Japanese were vocal about it. Because here's the deal. If you're in the military, you obey the orders of those appointed over you. If you're an officer, then you have to agree to not do certain things and not order certain things. But if you're what we call now a PMC guy, or back in the day, a mercenary, you were in a lot of ways commission-based. So you want the big dollars, you go after the big targets. And in Nazi Germany, there was a lot of inside mercenary work. Germans were attacking the German military in isolated circumstances, but they were doing it in big ways. They were doing it in real big ways because they were getting that big money.
Interesting. Okay, so you're saying that the restrictions on mercenaries being able to be used internationally by governments were put in place after World War II.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And everybody's got to work through. We do it through the State Department. I'm sure Russia has something. I'm sure Ukraine's got something. But every country does it. They just call it something else, and they don't allow it to go through their Ministry of Defense or the Department of Defense. Or whatever, the Ministry of Peace.
So then presumably the Ukrainians...
Ministry of Peace.
So presumably then the Ukrainians are perhaps giving these people citizenship in order to bring them into their military, those people who are coming over there to fight on their side.
It is, and I know a guy that's over there right now, and apparently there is a lot of dissension. We were talking about it because he went over there with... you know, $15,000, $20,000 and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, oh, we're going to use that as a group now. And he's like, no, these are my personally owned night vision goggles. These are $4,000.
Now they belong to the state.
Yeah.
He got nationalized.
Yeah.
And from what he has said, he's essentially taking orders. Which mm-hmm. violates international law because he's supposed to be under a contract to do a particular task in a particular region mm-hmm. for a particular purpose, for a particular point in time. It's all contracted out. If he violates his contract, he becomes a war criminal. Like,
wow.
I don't,
but
like,
who on the international scene is going to accuse Ukraine of violating international law except for, you know, Russia or China or something?
China, anybody with half a brain.
But they're basically protected. I mean, essentially, Ukraine, if they violate international law, can get away with it because they have the backing of the United States and Europe.
Well, so here's where it gets tricky, okay? Historically speaking, if you want to make your country look good and people are doing dumb stuff and they're violating international law, you never send your officers before international courts. You can sometimes send your enlisted guys into international courts, but it really behooves mm-hmm. you if you're gonna try to make yourself, you're gonna try to virtue signal. It really behooves yourself to go, oh, well, what happened was we gave this contract out to the State Department under the guise of the president, and then the individual who had the contract violated.
Okay.
So they throw the contractor under the bus.
Right. Thanks, Stephen, for the call. Thanks for the inside info. Definitely appreciate it. Answered all the questions.
And if you didn't know, governments will steal your stuff. Don't let them do that.
Yeah, don't trust them. Definitely don't volunteer your services to them. You cannot trust these people. They'll get you killed, too. More coming up here.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join the show here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. And I'm happy to announce that as of this week, as of yesterday, we have now changed the cam feed over at cam.freetalklive.com for the few people that might have actually ever watched us through our website. Because there's, you know, we're on all these different streaming sites. You can obviously go to video.freetalklive.com or watch.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our Odyssey stream. But we now have the ability, thanks to Odyssey, who've now made it possible to embed our live stream into our website. It wasn't possible until 2 days ago, so they sent me an email to let me know because I was asking them for it as a feature. And one of the things I got to say about Odyssey is every single time I've asked them for a feature, they've implemented it. So that's amazing level of customer service. They're a great organization that actually cares about freedom of speech. They're like the one place on the internet now that you can actually see RT's content, for instance. They haven't been thrown off like they have from, you know, YouTube and everywhere else. So really love Odyssey, really love what they're doing over there. And now if you're on freetalklive.com and you're watching us there, you are no longer seeing our Twitch feed, which means you get an advertisement from Twitch. That's gone. Now you're just watching the pure Odyssey feed straight over at cam.freetalklive.com. So just an FYI, if you're not yet subscribed to us on Odyssey, get on over to video.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Odyssey channel, and you can follow us there. We really would appreciate it. So, Chris, let's get back into the story that you brought in tonight about this new piece of legislation that is threatening not just programmers, that would be bad enough, but threatening users of something crypto, a platform, a crypto itself. We're not real clear on what.
It's the potential for sanctions on software developers, node operators, and miners at a minimum. So Section 3 of
Miners, you say?
Yep.
Okay, but also users, I think was said.
They said users.
Yeah, okay.
Section 3 of the bill goes beyond merely calling for secondary sanctions on non-compliant foreign cryptocurrency exchanges. And it additionally calls for sanctions on anyone who significantly and materially assisted, sponsored, wow, don't sponsor a crypto exchange or an event or something like that, or provide financial, material, or technological support for goods or services. I guess don't provide support for it either, like end-user support, to or in support of any sanctioned person. Let's look at each of these in turn. Exchanges. Placing sanctions on non-compliance overseas cryptocurrency exchanges is, at least, a calibrated response. Treasury officials have repeatedly identified non-compliant overseas cryptocurrency exchanges as the most meaningful remaining gap in effective AML-CFT controls.
AML stands for anti-money laundering. I don't know what CFT stands for.
I'm not sure what that is either. I'm not sure. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue, but and have suggested that this, rather than unwarranted.
Oh, I got it. Combating the financing of terrorism. I had to look it up, but that's what CFT stands for.
Yep, that's not what I was thinking.
Yep.
Rather than unwarranted,
I think it actually stands for cartel for trust fund baby.
Yeah. Rather than unwarranted alarm over so-called decentralized exchanges or unhosted wallets, should be priority for the policymakers. Nonetheless, the president already has the authority necessary to create the secondary sanctions on exchanges, regardless of this proposed legislation.
So now, what is a secondary sanction? It sounds like they're targeting exchanges that are not U.S.-based.
Yep.
They're saying there's international exchanges that are quote-unquote non-compliant, meaning an international exchange is like, well, I don't have to follow your sanctions,
right.
United
They're trying
States.
To enforce U.S. law on people that aren't operating within U.S. jurisdiction.
Yeah, and so they're
what
saying...
What are we going to do tonight, Brian? Same thing we do every night, try to take over the world.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like, and I just, you know, I'm just guessing here, they're saying secondary sanctions. So the primary sanctions are the ones on the certain Russian oligarchs, Putin,
right.
His buddies, right? Or the Russian banks in certain cases. Those are the people who've been sanctioned so far. A secondary sanction would be against presumably the operators of these non-compliant exchanges. So if you're, let's just say Binance is one of them. I'm not saying they are, but Binance is one of the biggest exchanges on the planet. But they're not based in the United States. They do have a U.S. division, but anyway, let's just say it's Binance. What I would presume the secondary sanction would mean, like the Binance CEO would then be targeted by sanctions, meaning he wouldn't be able to come to the United States, he'd be arrested or whatever that would mean.
Yeah, that's right? What it sounds like to me.
Actually one of the major things that China and Russia cited in the joint statement they made about 3 weeks before the invasion of the Ukraine and reaffirmed their friendship and their desire to escape U.S. hegemony was that the U.S. will just randomly enforce its laws outside its borders where it has absolutely no authority.
Yeah. There are an uncountable number of persons who can be said to provide material, technical support, or open source software. I really love that one.
Wow.
Open source software. I mean, they were literally talking about speech. Goods. To power cryptocurrency networks that are overwhelmingly used for entirely legal activities, like the internet and its protocols. However, these tools, once public, can be used by anyone, and some users of those tools may be illicit. Right. This is like outlawing a web browser because you can access sites that contain illegal materials. It's
literally, considering that the internet is necessary for any cryptocurrency to work, if you're going to sanction you know, anybody who works on cryptocurrency, you might as well sanction anybody who works for an ISP or works for an internet backbone site.
We don't have enough time to cover the whole article here, but this bill is so overly broad, it could potentially include internet service providers like your ISP. That's how broad the language of this bill is right now. So that's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically...
Well, the good news is... If you've paid off a lot of politicians, or you're rich, or you're a banker, you know they won't use it against you. They'll just use it against the little people.
Yep.
Further, the definition of digital asset transaction facilitator makes clear that the intent is to direct the president to target all manner of innocent persons in the cryptocurrency space, including persons in the business of affecting transactions via a communication protocol. This is that overly broad wording,
mm-hmm.
Or one of many. Communication protocol, I mean, that's literally like TCP/IP potentially. Language, which mm-hmm. we must point out, is strangely similar to language in use or in the current overbroad and constitutionally suspect SEC rulemaking on exchanges. Right? I don't know if you guys remember that, but the SEC has had some rulemaking stuff they released a while ago.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, they did, and it was basically like there was advice on like what they interpreted the law or the rules to be, and it was contradictory, and it just kind of
surprise.
Yeah, it was. It actually created more questions than answers because they would give you like an example that contradicts what they said and what the rule was. So
it reminds me of something Ayn Rand wrote, mm-hmm. where she said, you know, government has no power to control free men. The only power it has is to crack down on criminals. So if your society doesn't produce enough criminals to give you the level of power that you want, you make everyone a criminal
yep.
by passing so many laws that you can't turn around without breaking one, and then you cash in on the fear.
Yep. So true today.
Yeah, definitely. Again, in cases where any of these parties have both the knowledge and intent to assist a sanctioned party in circumventing sanctions, it may be reasonable for the president to use existing to implement secondary sanctions. So, your ISP. However, it is under...
Well, it claims knowledge and intent there, but earlier in the... It was even without their knowledge.
No, I think this is the author of the article saying maybe it would be reasonable if people had knowledge and intent, but these people are, but the government is going far beyond what's reasonable.
Yeah, right. That's my interpretation, too.
Okay.
However, it is unreasonable for Congress to demand, and if I keep reading it, that's the way it's saying. However, it is unreasonable for Congress to demand that the president sanction everyone matching such a broad description. Indeed, it is blatantly unconstitutional under the First Amendment to forbid the publication of open source computer code.
Scary.
Yeah, this is...
I mean, not just that. Anybody who sells computers?
Yeah.
Anybody who sells routers, who provides Cisco, of course? You know, you can't do anything without Cisco. They build all the big switches that all the data travels over.
As long as Putin, they can say Putin was here, then they can just arrest everybody.
Putin was everywhere.
If you follow the law, you're following a protocol. Therefore, you might be committing a crime under this new law.
Good luck following the law.
I know,
Putin,
right?
Putin causes myocarditis.
Out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget our social media site, social.freetalklive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.